WGN-TV, of course, is where you also see meteorologist Mike Hammernick. Mike, is, I thought as long as I've got Schwani here today, and I may as well bring all the Sunday morning people in here with me, right?
Yeah, the band's back together.
The band is back together here on a Friday afternoon. I'm glad you're there because, you know, when there is severe weather, I love when you're in the weather office and you can kind of sort it out and explain and make sense of it all. How bad is it getting in Florida right now?
Well, for right now, Florida is fine. It's not a problem yet. The storm is still way out in the Atlantic Ocean over open waters. But indications are by Monday, it is going to start to get pretty bad in central Florida as the storm continues to strengthen. In fact, in just the last 20 minutes or so, the Hurricane Center upgraded this storm to a Category 3 with top winds of 115 miles per hour. It's still, again, well offshore, but it is churning its way north and west toward the Florida coast in the Bahama Islands and northern Bahama Islands at about 10 miles per hour. And all signs point toward a landfall somewhere between Fort Lauderdale and Daytona Beach in the central Florida coast, east coast, perhaps somewhere around Melbourne, the Space Coast, maybe as far south as West Palm Beach. So it's that area that needs to be most concerned with this storm as it begins to approach. And it's going to be a formidable one, expected to be 140 mile per hour winds, a Category 4 storm as it makes landfall sometime on Monday, perhaps into early Tuesday.
How will this compare with other major storms that have hit the South Florida area, other parts of the Caribbean?
Well, we've had Michael just a year ago, and that was a very intense storm as it moved into Florida. But it's been a while since we've had a storm this strong approach the east coast of Florida. Most notable storm, of course, is Andrew, which was a much stronger storm as it moved in just near the Miami area. That was packing winds of 175 miles per hour. So hopefully we will not be dealing with a storm quite that strong, but it's still going to be a very intense storm that could wreak a lot of damage. In fact, I saw one insurance estimate already. They're talking, you know, anywhere from $50 to $100 billion of damage, perhaps, from the storm in Florida,
wow,
which is just mind-boggling as far as that is concerned, because it's such a heavily populated area.
Sure. Everything is focused on that area right now.
Right,
Are there other areas that may be affected by this?
Well, once the storm does make landfall, the question then is, where does it go? And right now we're getting signs that it may curve northward, either along the coast or just inland, which would spell trouble for northern Florida, not necessarily the panhandle, but the northern Florida, let's say Jacksonville, and then just ride up along the coast, curl north and east, impacting Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina. So that's the latest thinking. It could bring devastating rains to those states if it doesn't speed up. So this could be quite a storm if it does take that track, making landfall in central Florida and then curling north, producing not only strong winds but extremely heavy rains across much of the southeast. So, this could be a week-long storm or maybe a 3 or 4 day storm as it rides along the east coast.
Wow.
So, we're not just talking Florida, but as far as the winds are concerned, Florida is the number one concern, yes.
All right. Mike, thank you for the update on that.
You bet, Dean.
We will check in periodically to see how things are going. In the meantime, this is my friend John Hayden, who is a television producer for a very popular show in the Miami area called Deco Drive. And, John, I mean, when you get warnings like this, I know it's serious, but those of you who live in that area, you guys go through this all the time. Is it sort of routine for you all?
Hi, Dean. It is routine, and that's really the biggest problem sometimes, that people, you know, they're like, oh, we went through this, and then it shifted to the west, and we didn't get hit. And so we're really afraid that people aren't going to prepare or take it seriously because we get it all the time. But honestly, right now, the entire east coast of Florida is in what we call the cone of concern, you know, where it could possibly hit.
Yeah.
And people are taking it seriously. As early as Wednesday, people were starting to line up to fill up their gas tanks. Panic buying water at the grocery stores and things like that. So I think people are taking it seriously. The main concern here is we have no idea where the storm is going to hit, so you can't evacuate anywhere. You know,
right,
you could literally evacuate and go right into the eye of where the eye of the storm ends up being.
Into where it's worse, of course, yeah. So, you know, this far ahead until they know better where the track of the storm is going to go, really sort of everybody has to be on high alert. Is a storm like this similar to other storms that you all have been through in the Florida, South Florida area?
Honestly, the one, from what it looks like it's going to be, the thing that I could compare it to the most would be Wilma, which was back in 2005, the fall of 2005, and that came through. I think it hit the West Coast as a 3 and came across the state and hit us as a 2. I live in Fort Lauderdale, and that was pretty bad. Some parts of the area were without power for a month. There were ice lines and things like that for several weeks after the storm, just helping people get by day to day. And I think that we could be seeing something like that again with this storm. The problem is so many people move to Florida so often that even though that was just 14 years ago, there's a bunch of people who have not been through a major storm that live right in the Miami, Lauderdale, Palm Beach area.
I was thinking about that earlier, that if I were there, you know, if I were living there, or had I gone down there on an assignment, I would have absolutely no idea what to do for a hurricane. We've been through tornadoes here. I know what to do here in my area. And I guess it's similar to something like a tornado, going through a hurricane, only, much more, high intensity, I guess. But I would be one of those people that, I'd be one of those people you see on someone's roof that CNN shoots with a helicopter.
Yes, I was almost one of those people if I hadn't been working at the news station during Wilma, because you really don't know what to do. And a lot of people do think it's like a tornado, and the effects of it are much like that, but it's just so intense and ongoing. You know, a tornado's done in 5 or 6 minutes, right? Usually this is going to hover over us for a while. Now the area of the winds, or the wind field, may not extend more than 100 miles or so, so we won't be in that the whole time, but this is going to look to be slow and very rain filled and dump rain for days and days. And if I don't know if people will remember Houston about 2 years ago, they got hit with a hurricane, which was bad, but then it just stopped and hovered and just drenched and flooded so much of that city. Right. And that's what we're really afraid of at this point.
Yeah. So, everybody will be keeping an eye on our meteorologists on all the weather channels that are reporting, and keep everybody posted on what's going on. You stay safe during all of this. You're doing well. I have not seen you forever. This is one of the greatest guys that I know. When I go off and doing these interviews in different cities, there's a pack of other entertainment journalists and producers who do the same thing. And John is one of my favorite people to run into on those things all the time.
Dean, it has been too long, man. We will get together soon once I get my house dried out.
Okay. Yeah, get things drained out, please, before anything happens. John Hayden from Deco Drive in South Florida.